Happy hump day, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Yvette Unplugged. Okay, guys, so we are back with the second part of the Purpose Collection. The cool thing about these episodes, they are part one and part two, but you don't necessarily have to listen to one in order to listen to the first one. So you can go ahead and listen to this one, but if you missed part one, go and do yourself a favor and listen to that as well. I have been working on the launch of the Purpose Collection underneath the umbrella of Belief in Fatherhood, but it is my collection. It is a collection that I have been working really hard on. The designs were chosen by me, and I collabed with RJ, who is a graphic designer, in order to make these things happen. RJ actually invited his wife into the design process, and it has just been a super beautiful experience, and I am excited to bring you guys along on it. I'm not going to belabor the point. I'm going to just jump right in. My Woman Crush Wednesday is still Emily, because she is an amazing woman. And as you listen in, you will be able to see and understand why I love her so much. The designs that we talked about before were made in purpose as well as work in progress. This episode picks up with our design, Keep On Keeping On. And I know that you guys are going to love it. Honestly, the garments that we chose, I feel like we played ourselves. I feel like they're great, but we should have done more with this design. And I'm going to just go ahead and say it. This design is coming back in a different way in future collections. And so, anywho, let's jump right in. Here you go. So we have two more designs. And this next one, when they said it, it was a no-brainer. It was like, hell yeah. I'm sorry, heck yeah. Heck yeah. And so this next one is Keep On Keeping On. And I'm just going to let Emily open up.
This is one of my favorites too, especially the design, but I'll let you describe that. So
also just recently.
Yeah. So you're the one that actually came up with Keep On Keeping On, but then I took it and ran with it. Okay, I'm just going to read it. So I make sure that I don't forget anything. But my description of Keep On Keeping On is life is hard. I'm going to try not to cry. Maybe.
You know what? This one is like, for me, this one right now in this week that I'm experiencing, it's so relevant. And I think that that's probably why it's my favorite too, is because it's just relevant all across the board.
It's the reminder we all need.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm going to try to read it, but
if you can't, I can do it. I have it right here. So let me know.
I'll let you read it and then I'll expand on it. I'll get myself together.
Okay. Keep on keeping on. Life is hard. The weight often seems too much to bear. We are often tempted to give in and give up, but there is purpose for every trial. We serve a sovereign God who is with us through it all. His mercies are new every morning, and so as the sun rises, so do we. We can keep on keeping on because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Thank you for reading.
Yes.
That describes it though. It's just I feel like you have the design for the Patreon so they can see it, right, as we're talking about this. So as you see that, I don't want to give away too much of the design because I want RJ to be able to describe it, but with the sun and the moon, and I love that that's both of our favorite things, like kind of together. So I think it kind of reflects the both of our personalities.
Yeah.
But even more so, the moon reflects the sun again, and he talked about that, but just that the earth continues to orbit. Mm-hmm. Every morning the sun rises, mm-hmm. and God is sovereign over that. Like when we go to bed at night, it's not up to us if the sun comes up or not. Yeah. Like it's going to keep moving.
Yeah.
And God is the one. And the same with our life. Like who's the one that opened your eyes this morning?
Yeah.
You know, And he does it the same way that he causes the sun to rise, he causes us to rise. And so there's a purpose in the reason why you woke up. There's a reason why you're here. And so when we say keep on keeping on, it's not like, again, like we talked about in the other design, it's not a drudgery. You know, it's not like, oh, I just got to keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
But it's like we can keep on. Like there's a joy in knowing like God is the one who is waking me up. He's the one who's sovereign over me. He's pulling me up and he's causing me, because there's times when we want to give up. Like this life is so hard, and it's like, you know, like you said earlier, is how fleeting these things are. And when we put our joy in those things, they disappoint us. And if that's what we're putting our faith and joy in, we're going to quickly want to give up. But because we serve a sovereign God who is in control, holding all things together, the same yesterday, today, and forever, I can keep on keeping on because my joy is rooted in him. Again, I'm made in purpose. Like my purpose is in him. Nothing can separate me from him. And so I will keep on keeping on. It's not something I have to force myself to do, but he's the one who's causing that in me. So
I love what you said about it's not something that's like something a drudgery. It's not like a keep on keeping on. It's more like a keep on keeping on because God is in control. It's interesting. So today is March 6th. I've talked about this on my podcast so much. The Jesus calling. Oh, it's not showing up. It's too bright. Yeah. But the Jesus calling devotional. Y'all, I don't know what it is. This woman, Sarah Young, she's been writing these devotionals. She was talking to God about my life and what I needed to have on these particular days, because every day I read this devotional, there is something that just resonates so much with what is going on in my life. And when I, as we're discussing this design, this morning's devotional actually kind of like resonates. So I'm actually going to read it. And then I'll talk a little bit more. It says, and it's very short, continue on this path with me, enjoying my presence, even in adversity. I am always before you as well as alongside you. See me beckoning you to come, follow me. The one who goes ahead of you, opening up the way, allowing the sun to rise and even allowing it to set, is the same one who stays close and never lets go of your hand. I am not subject to limitations of time or space. I am everywhere at every time, ceaselessly working on your behalf. That is why your best efforts are trusting me and living close to me. And so with this keep on keeping on one, like for me, what resonates so much, oh, I'm going to cry. I'm not going to. I will not. The tears will not get me. Okay, hold on. Let me get my composure. The thing that resonates so much with me is that like all we have to do is draw near to God. Like and we've already kind of talked about this in past designs, which is why it all goes together. But like he is the one that is sustaining it all. Like he is the one that is working it all out. And our only responsibility is to draw close to him continuously on a regular basis, such that we can keep on keeping on, because he's going to carry us through it. He's going to sustain us. His grace in our lives is sufficient. And so this one resonated with me so much is because life is hard. Life is so hard. And I've shared this on the podcast before about like, choose your hard. Choose your hard. But like, I don't know. We cannot let the weight of the world like crush us down. And I say that, but I also want to say this, like it's okay to have those days that are just low days where you just cannot. We've had some recent days that is just like, I give up, you know? And even in that though, just realize that you can lay your head down and the sun will rise again and you can keep on keeping on. Like you don't have to be on all the time. Hey, yay, hi. Right. Like you are allowed to experience the lows and you're allowed to experience the highs. Oh my gosh. This is reminding me of another devotional that I read in here. It was, okay, hold on. I'm so sorry.
Can I say something while you're looking?
Yeah, go ahead.
So because you were talking about definitions, the word keeping is possession. As much as we want to say, like, this is a momentous thing, it is. Mm-hmm. But God keeps us, and he's keeping us in that as well. Mm-hmm. So, like you said, yeah, he's drawing. We're drawing near to him, but even when we're not drawing near to him,
he's drawing us. He's drawing near to us.
He's holding on to us with a firm grip, and there's nothing that we're going to do that's going to be outside of his hands.
Mm-hmm. So, amen to that. Yes.
So there is a second double meaning to that keeping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. I can't find it, y'all, but it was something about, like, it was like, as long as you're close to him, even your, like, lowest lows are not as low as they could be in your highest highs. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't find it, but yeah, that's really good, RJ. That is a really good word about keeping. Okay, RJ, I still need you to talk about the design.
And you can't cry.
Well, the one thing is, like, there was like this moment of like, I kind of did that gesture where it's like this wheel. And so the one reminder of like an eternal love and an eternal, like constant reminder, I needed it to make it into a circle.
Yeah.
So it just keeps on going and going and going. Because that does now that I'm kind of sitting back and thinking about the definition, I was like, I actually need to be reminded every day about that. I'm being kept. So that just surprised me just now. So, but they're in the element. There's around keeping on, keeping on is in a circle. So it's like keep on, keeping on, keeping on, keeping on. There's a sun and a moon. And we kind of talked about it before when the moon is a reflection of the sun and we're being under that. It gives us the light of Christ that shines on us, and as well the moon is what is seen in us comes from the sun. That's kind of like a Emily's rap bars. But both of them together, we're constantly reminded on the daily of that continuous provision that God gives us. So. It's a real simple design, but it's when you look at it, it's real simple, but it has like such a deep.
There's a lot of meaning. Yeah,
and that's something that I even myself, even as a man, and as a husband and a father, you know, like as a person, I have to be reminded every day to keep on keeping on. So it gives me purpose. So.
Yeah, there was something. So we have a team at Belief in Fatherhood, and we kind of shared some of the designs as they were a work in progress with the team. And the keep on keeping on design was, I think, one of the favorites of our entire crew. And I had chosen. Okay, so keep on keeping on was the most consistent thing about the different versions of this design that RJ presented. And for me, I chose this particular design where he has the sun on top and the moon on bottom. And there's like a line through the middle of him. There's not a line through the middle of him, but there's an obvious division where the sun is like the moon is a reflection of the sun and vice versa. And I chose this particular orientation of the sun and the moon together, whereas others in the group preferred a different version. And I was like, I understand why they prefer that version, RJ. But I need you to make this one work while considering all of their feedback, because their feedback was very good feedback. So this design, like, I think the rays on the sun were a little bit different. I don't remember. Was the moon different? I don't remember what was exactly different about it.
Yeah, the moon was outlined. It was more of like an outlined. But design wise, I have to think of how that's going to look and how that's going to work. So when the feedback was given, I was like, okay, I think I could do that. But it's almost like I had to do that reversed. They had this like element of like, I don't want to say yin and yang, but it has like this dark light thing, but it has to complement each other. Yeah, it still has to complement each other. So I had to, that made sense. So I was like, okay, I can go from that perspective. And so really there is that outline, and then the moon is actually colored in. So that way it actually worked even better than I thought.
Yeah, I think I'm going to show the patrons the different versions, because I think it would be really cool for you guys to see like the original. I think there was like three different versions, and then the one that we landed on. But one of the reasons, like, I feel like everybody should know this. I used to be a math teacher, and one of my favorite units was like when we would talk about geometric transformations. And one of those geometric transformations is reflection. And what was beautiful to me about this particular imagery is that you can kind of see the line and where, like, you could kind of fold the sun and moon on top of each other if you were to. Mm-hmm. Like, they aren't obviously the same image. It's not a real reflection. But for me, that division, that fold right there represented the fact that the moon reflects the light of the sun. And so, and it kind of was for, and the cool thing too about like talking about this design with Emily and RJ is that Emily was like, I just am fascinated with the moon. And the funny thing about it is Anaya is fascinated with the moon. Like every time she sees, like we're driving home, or even when it's like bright outside and you know how the moon kind of just shows up, she's like, look, mom, the moon, the moon, the moon. And I'm more so the person who's like, oh, let's go watch the sunset or let's watch the sunrise. Like the moon has not necessarily been something that particularly fascinates me, except when it's like super just bright and like it seems like it's right in your face. I don't know if you guys have experienced those nights. We just had one recently where it was like, whoa, the moon is huge tonight and super bright. But the sun is more my thing. And so this design kind of held a special place in my heart in considering like my daughter and like both of our fascinations with the sun and the moon, and how things do kind of keep on keeping on. Like she is my legacy. My children are my legacy. And the things that the Lord is working out in me, or the things that he is growing or developing in me, and how those are starting to be a reflection in my, like to me, in my children, you know? So like, I don't know. There's just something there that was like, wow, this is a powerful, such a powerful, powerful design. And it is probably, it is like one of my, I think they're all my favorites, so I can't really say. It's really hard, y'all. It's going to be so hard. That's
this
what I'm saying.
This one gets you in the feels though. Like when you think of the meaning behind it is, I think, again, it's just that reminder that we need right now is, yeah, he's keeping us and we can keep on keeping on through that. As I love Lamentations 3:22-23, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And so it's like, as the sun rises, is that his, I mean, I know we've heard this one so many times, but thinking of that verse and looking at this, like it just resonates with me. It just,
don't start singing the song.
Girl, I already had songs popping in my mind. Great is your faithfulness.
Yeah. So wait, are you still going to put together a possible, like,
you know what? Okay. So I did tell RJ and Emily that I probably would put together a playlist for this collection, because every time I would like think about the, like every time I'm listening to worship music, I'm like, oh my gosh, that reminds me of Made in Purpose or Keep on Keeping On or whatever. So I actually probably, I'm gonna make a note right now that I need to work on that, so that by the time you guys are listening to this, it's available. But I'm so excited. Oh my gosh, you guys, this is such a great collection. Anywho.
There's one more verse, because I sent this to you yesterday. I texted it to you a couple days ago. Like I was having just one of those low days where it's just like you have to just remind yourself you got to keep on. You know, one of those days where it is like I just have to get up and keep moving. Isaiah, I think it was Isaiah 60, I didn't write it down, Isaiah 60 19 or so, but when I read this, it was just during my devotional time. Like I just flipped to it. And as I'm reading it, I'm like, I have to text this to Yvette, because this is like, keep on keeping on. But anyways, this is talking about the future glory of Israel, which we are adopted into that family. So this is a promise for us as well. The sun shall no more be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give you light. but the Lord will be your everlasting light and your God will be your glory. Your sun shall no more go down, nor your moon withdraw itself. For the Lord will be your everlasting light and your days of mourning shall be ended. And so we can keep on keeping on, because these hard days that we're experiencing, they are promised to come to an end. And there is purpose in that. I'm getting chill bumps out, but it's like, there is purpose in these hard times. Like, he is refining us. Again, the whole collection goes together. We're a work in progress. He is refining us. And that even the hard things that you're going through is purposeful. He is allowing these things, helping you to see him, to see his strength, to draw near to him. He's keeping you. But we know that there's this promise that one day it's all going to come to an end. And that sun and the moon that we have right now is a reminder that one day he will be our eternal light, and it's never going to end. Like, there'll never be a gloomy day again.
Yeah.
So we can keep on keeping on.
Yeah, girl. So, you almost make me want to get that scripture put on the back of the shirt. You know what I'm saying? Oh my gosh. Yes. 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 And amen. Ugh. Y'all, this collection right here. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, which this takes us into the last design, which is, I don't know, I feel like I need a drum roll. Anyways, which is strength and dignity. And this one, I'm not going to front. This one was kind of like, because ideally, like initially this collection was intended mm-hmm. to be like women centric. This one is strength and dignity is inspired by Proverbs 31. And so, I'm gonna let Emily start again.
So yeah. So Proverbs 31, when you said the women's collection, the first thing that came to my mind was Proverbs 31. Like, we all know the Proverbs 31 woman that we all desire to be and never feel we will amount to. but strength and dignity. And the first thing I thought was like to have a piece of clothing that, because it says she is clothed in strength and dignity. So when we put this shirt on, you remember, like, you're putting that on. But again, we remember that as believers, our strength and dignity is not from within. We're made in purpose. Like, what is our strength and dignity? What are we clothed in? And that's the righteousness of Christ. So I'll read my little spiel for this.
The tag on the strength and dignity clothing would say made in purpose, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yes.
Yes, girl. Go ahead. Sorry, I interrupted.
We almost need the made in purpose tagged on all of these. but strength and dignity are our clothing because of the righteousness of Christ we've been given. He is our strength, and in him we find our worth and dignity. We have nothing to fear because we belong to the one who holds tomorrow. And because of that, we can laugh at the days to come. So if you continue to read in Proverbs 31, it says she laughed at the days to come. But our strength is not something that we muster up in ourselves. We are clothed in strength and dignity. He's the one who clothes us. So in the morning, it's like, I don't feel like doing this today, God. Well, it's not in yourself to do. He's the one who's clothing you. He's the one who's putting his strength. He's the one who gives you strength for today. He's the one who gives you hope for tomorrow. So you can keep on keeping on. You can laugh at the days to come. All these crazy days that you're going through, you can laugh about it because you know your God. And you know he's sovereign and in control of it all. So it's like the fact of thinking of like, I know as moms, we all think of like the worst case scenarios of the what ifs, like what if this happens to my kid? What if, you know, the things that they may go through in their life. And the fact that we can sit back and laugh at the days to come sounds ridiculous because it's like there's a lot of things that could go wrong. But because the God that created us and created all the universe, this is one thing that I've been learning lately and just thinking about is that God is not just this small man on the tiny throne, but God is outside of time. If I could, I always tell RJ, like if I could get into like a spaceship, right? And I jet out into the universe and I get to the end of it, what's on the other side? Where does it end? What's the end of the universe? It's God. But where is the end of God? So the everlasting God that we worship is not just eternal in time, but in essence and being. There's no end to him.
Yeah.
So we can laugh at the days to come because the God that we serve has no end.
Girl,
he's already in tomorrow. So that strength and dignity that we are clothed in is himself. This eternal God is your strength. He is your worth. He is what, so we can laugh at the days to come. So I love this design and I'm super excited to own it.
So yeah. I feel like this one was like, I can't let y'all know the whole list because their list was genius and I don't want anybody to steal their ideas. But like when they were going through the list and I was like, I set out to do like 3 to 4 and I really only wanted to do 3, but it had to be like, I couldn't cut one. And so strength and dignity. And I don't even remember what order I chose them in, but strength and dignity was one that was like, oh, duh, like clothed in strength and dignity. Proverbs 31 woman. Hello. This is an obvious choice. And the way that they presented it, it was like, we don't even have to say the part that says clothed in strength and dignity because the clothing itself is the strength and dignity. And so everything that Emily just said just resonates so much with me. And it's one of those things, like I experience mornings all the time where my alarm clock goes off and I am like, I cannot, like, I just cannot. Mm-hmm. Today, I just want to lay here like, ugh, I just cannot. And when we know who our strength comes from, when we know like that it's not in and of ourselves that we can like keep on keeping on, but it's because of the strength that God gives us that we can do that. This design or this affirmation was just like, yeah, I am clothed in strength and dignity. And I meant to look up the word dignity. Did you guys do that already? I can do it.
We did, but I didn't type it out.
Okay, so dignity is the state or quality of being worthy of honor or respect. And just that whole aspect of like worthiness. Like sometimes I think we as, I don't even want to just say as women, but we as people, sometimes we like question our worth. And the fact of the matter is because we are made in purpose, we are worthy. Because God is working us out. He's molding, he's shaping, he's growing things in us. We are worthy. And therefore, get up and keep on keeping on. Like, just do it. You've got the dignity because God gave it to you. You are worthy. And I appreciate this so much. When I saw RJ's design, man, you guys just don't even know like how talented RJ is. It is insane. It is insane. I am just blown away by him all the time. It's funny because it's not funny. Well, it, I don't know. It's funny because it's just a phrase. When I first met with RJ, like before the meeting, in order to prepare for the meeting, I went through RJ's entire Instagram and I was like, and I had like made a presentation for him to like say, hey, these are the designs that I liked from your page. And as I was showing him each one, there was stuff that I missed. Like this guy is deeper than deep than deep. I was like, oh, like every single aspect of his imagery, of his graphics is very intentional. And when y'all see this strength and dignity design, patrons, you gonna see it right now. when y'all see it, you're gonna be like, dang, like, wow. So RJ, can you please talk to us about, and we actually, the funny thing about this, well, I'll let him talk and then I'll talk about it, but go ahead, RJ.
Well, okay. So one thing that I do, and thank you for the kind words, but in my art, I always wanted to be a rapper or a poet. Like, I just felt like, I wanted to be a rapper and a poet because, yeah.
Spit some bars for us.
No, no. I have found out over the years that I cannot do that.
So he does it through his drawing.
I do it through my drawings. The one thing about poetry is like it's so beautiful. It's like just through words. It's so fluid and so like beautiful, and it puts imagery, gets you in the feelings. And I always wanted to do that with art, and I haven't really discovered anybody that kind of does that. And mm-hmm. so I want to, in my drawings, hopefully people don't know who I am. In my drawings, that's what my intention is always to do. Even if it's as simple as like a logo for a client, mm-hmm. I'm going to think 100 times deeper than the actual outcome, because that's where my mind goes. My mind is poetry.
Poetic.
Poetic. Yeah, see, I don't even know how to use words.
He draws his words.
Yeah.
A picture's worth 1,000 words. Yeah. So.
Thank you. So with this, we read the verse like about 30 times, mm-hmm. like a good bit. And I was like, okay, hang on. And I had to stop her. I was like, wait. I'm picturing this, and tell me if it's stupid. Because I'm not good with my words, so I had to like almost draw it in the air and tell him and tell her what I'm picturing. So I said, it's like a hand and a needle, because we're being sewn in to his righteousness that we didn't earn it, but we're being sewn into his righteousness. So I'm picturing a needle, and then the line is the continuous drawing of the hand. So it's holding a needle. The thread is actually drawing the hand. Mm-hmm. And then, so I was like, does that make sense? And she was like, you gotta put that on paper. I gotta see that. So that's actually what it is. The hand, needle, and thread are in one continuous line. And if you see the image, good job, patrons. but it's actually, it doesn't stop. It actually, the thread goes right into the design. And then it doesn't make it, it's not a perfect continuous line, mm-hmm. which none of us are perfect anyway. So mm-hmm. it's like, it's a good reminder to say like, that's the little hidden message. That's like, we're being sewn into his righteousness. But at the same time, it also has the clothing. The clothing is like the stitches and like the actual tangible shirt that you're wearing. That's why we put that. And in the strength and dignity, so there's two different elements. One's on the sleeve, which was also intentional because we wanted people to see it. But the and sign is needle and thread. So that was also the strength and dignity. I had to make the strength. So we went through.
Yeah, I was going to say, we need to have this conversation. We need to have this conversation because RJ sent a sketch. So before he like solidifies his designs, he sends a sketch of the design, right? And so for this particular design, he sent a sketch and I fell in love, right? And he was like, but I'm going to try to find a font for Laugh at the Days to Come and for Strength and Dignity, yada, yada, yada. So then RJ sends me the final design and I am not in love with the font at all. I'm like, what is this? First of all, when he sent me the original design, so here's what it's going to be. So I will give you this. The Strength and Dignity design is going to be a long sleeve shirt. And we're going to have long sleeve items. And Strength and Dignity is going to be on the arm. And then the graphic that he has for Laugh at the Days to Come is going to be in the back. And so originally, when he sent the design for Strength and Dignity, strength was like strong. Like the sketch that he drew out for us was like strength was like strong. And then he had the and sign that was like a needle and thread. If you can't see this, like you should become a patron. the and sign was like a needle and thread. And then dignity was kind of like in a cursive font that like, and to me, the way it was written out was just so like, oh yeah, duh, like strong and dignity and whatever. And then y'all, he sends me his like quote unquote final draft. And I'm like, bro, this is not going to work at all. I was talking to Glenn. I was like, Glenn, can you convince me that this is good? Like, can you convince me that I like this? And he couldn't even convince me. He's like, no, We need the original, whatever. And so, because this the final draft he sent was like the same font for Strength and Dignity, and I was like, I just can't get with this. Like, I need the differentiation between Strength and Dignity. And I'm so glad that I like spoke up and didn't just like take what he gave me, because I can be that person sometimes. But like, I'm so glad that we talked, because he was like all self-conscious about the way he, because he had handwritten the font. And when you guys see this, he has handwritten this font. And the other thing about the font that you chose, RJ, is that I felt like it was too clean. I felt like it didn't speak to the overall essence of the collection and the fact that we are a work in progress. Like, we are not these like clean around the edges. We're not all filled in. Like, the gaps aren't all filled in. I felt like the design that we actually landed on, the original, spoke more to the overall encompassing theme of the collection. And so that's why I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm going to need you to work it out. And just like, he's like, I paid for the font. And I'm like, I'll reimburse you. Like, he's like, I did buy this.
Obsessed with finding fonts. So we like, we stayed up two nights, like staying up till midnight, like trying to find pretty much the font of his handwriting. And I'm the whole time, I'm like, why don't you just clean that up? But he was like, no, I'm just going to find the font. And I'm glad that you said what you did, because I liked the original. And I mean, the closest thing that we could find that did work was the font that he found. So we're like, okay, this one kind of has the thread theme in it, but it just wasn't. Yeah. So I'm glad that it worked out the way that it did. And he had to just swallow his pride. And
well, actually, okay. So in a way, though, that's actually a very good, that's a good thing for, for an artist, especially when we're giving out our designs. There's so much of ourselves that we put into it. And when somebody, I'm self-conscious about my handwriting. Like, I don't
think
I
have good handwriting.
And I feel like even my rough drafts are like, I'm like, these are my rough drafts. There's a reason I say rough drafts, because these are not the refined versions. But when somebody says, no, you're tapping into something, and this is actually what I want. It's such a battle, and it's a good thing. It's a good downplaying of my pride. It's a humbling, but it's also an affirmation. It's like, RJ,
that you're good.
This is good. And I'm glad you did, because now that I look at it,
it's much better.
It's actually one of my favorite pieces.
Yes. Well, I mean, I know, so even as, yeah, I was like, as I pulled it up, I was like, man, like, even when you're looking at the design, there's still that sun and moon aspect that you included here. The continuity of this collection, you guys, like, I can't get enough of it. Like, the way that the Lord has, like, you guys, you two helped bring my vision for this collection to life. And I just want to say thank you. And I truly, and I'm grateful that, like, I can use this particular platform of Yvette Unplugged to highlight this collection, because it speaks volumes just about, like, where I'm at in this particular season, and where I feel like so many of us, whether you're male or female, are as well. And so I'm hoping that as you guys consider which items you will purchase from the collection, that you would just be affirmed in putting them on. Like, every time you would be reminded to, you would be reminded that you are made in purpose, that you are a work in progress, and that with God, you can keep on keeping on, because he is your strength and dignity. And so I am so, so excited for you guys to see these designs, for you to wear these affirmations, and all the things. And I am so grateful for you two and the work that you put into helping this collection come together. I can't wait to rock it. Like, I'll probably be wearing it for all 2021. But yeah, I'm just so grateful for you. I really am.
And we're truly, truly thankful to be a part of it. Like, and that, again, like you said, it's like, this is God's timing and all of it. Like, I feel like he's teaching even if this is just for us, like, I mean, hopefully people will also resonate with it, but I feel like God is teaching us through us coming up with the designs, and as we're, he's drawing it out, and we're able to visualize these words and see the meaning behind it. It just, it's getting me through some days, you know? And so I repeat these mantras to myself in the morning, is like, and it does help me. Like, it's crazy. Like, again, the other day, just not wanting to do anything, like at the lowest of lows of like, I even texted him. I was like, I don't know why I'm having this low day, but I am, and I need prayer. But then this came up in my mind, and I just kept saying, it's like, I'm made in purpose. I'm clothed in his strength and dignity. I'm a work in progress. I will work in progress. So I'm going to keep on keeping on. Like, I just say that to myself, and it does, like, it changes your mindset. And I get up and I don't stay there. I don't stay down.
Yeah. Yeah. Excuse me. Yes and amen. Yeah. So.
And I do have to say this, as a designer, I've never learned from a design as much as I have from this. I've done from a design. Like, I received wisdom, and I received like deeper thoughts, and I got, it's almost like I was writing a book, but I wasn't writing a book. I was just designing for a merch collection. Mm-hmm. You know, I've never ever experienced drawing for a client or for a person, and received that type of wisdom. So
it was like a study, even as you're doing the elements too, like studying the meaning of those. Like, it really was like, yeah, like we were in Bible study making a design.
That makes me so happy to hear that you were like, that God was using this work, this assignment, to actually speak to and encourage your spirit. That is amazing. Mm-hmm. Ah. All right.
So good.
We are going
to wait for everybody to see it now.
Yeah. I know. We are going to wrap this up. And I don't know, do you guys want to say anything on your way out? I definitely want you guys to, like, say, I'm going to put all their information in the show notes below, but like, how can our listeners find you? Where can they find you? They used to have a podcast, y'all. I don't think they recorded in a while. Or have you?
Yeah, it's been about a year.
I blame COVID.
Yeah, 2020 took the podcast away. Maybe we'll bring it back.
Yeah. But we are called the Us and Stuff family. So that's what
Us and Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I'm RJV_collection on Instagram.
Collectives.
Collection. Did I say collection?
Yeah.
Oh. Collectives.
He doesn't even know his name.
Yeah, words are hard.
RJV. He should just draw it and hold it.
And that's why you're here for.
So you can find him at RJV_collectives on Instagram.
On Instagram. And then also on my website, which is under
construction.
Under construction. But yeah, and I'm also, one of the designers for Belief of Fatherhood. So. You can find us there too.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have much of an influence on the socials, but you can follow me. It's EV_collectives.
But we aspire to do more books for Belief in Fatherhood. So Glenn said it was okay for me to say that to people. So.
Yeah, the next time we release books, we want it to be like a collection. My husband wants it to be a collection. I think we can, I'm not going to say we aren't united on the front, but you know, sometimes I feel like perfection is not the goal and progress is, but you know, who's talking? I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, I'm super excited to, I kind of even want to be a part of this next round of the book because I just feel like I have some ideas. I definitely don't know how I would write it out, but I think like between all four of us, we can work it out for sure. But anyways, thank you guys so much for being on Yvette Unplugged. You guys are my first husband and wife duo that I've had on the podcast. So that's exciting. And I am looking forward to my audience being able to just be blessed by y'all, because y'all are just, oh man. Anyways, I'm going to let them go now. And I hope you guys enjoyed them. We'll see you guys somewhere in the universe. Okay. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Yvette Unplugged. It has been so fun to be able to sit down and talk with Emily and RJ about the Purpose Collection and how the process all went together, and even to hear RJ's design process. And I was encouraged to know that he was blessed in the midst of designing, and that he was able to learn more and draw closer to God in the designing of the Purpose Collection. My desire is that everyone who wears the garments in the Purpose Collection will be blessed, that they will realize that it's not necessarily just clothing, but there are actual affirmations that you can wear. There are affirmations that you can wear to affirm yourself and to affirm those you encounter wearing them. There are affirmations that you can clothe your children in and be reminded yourself of the fact that you are made in purpose, that you are a beautiful work in progress, and that because you are clothed in strength and dignity, you can keep on keeping on, because you know where your help comes from, and God's grace is so sufficient to carry you through your days. And with all of that knowledge, you can laugh at the days to come, because you know that your future holds beauty in whatever form or fashion that looks like. It doesn't mean that you're not going to encounter trouble. It doesn't mean that there are not going to be some rough days. It just means that you know whose you are, and that is going to carry you on. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to close this out. I thank you so much for listening. I say this every week and I mean it. I know that you could be listening to something else. You could be listening to Maverick City Music. You could be listening to another podcast host. You could be doing whatever it is that you would do on a regular basis. But you have taken a moment in your day to listen to Yvette Unplugged, and that means so much to me. So as you finish up those dishes, as you arrive to your destination on your car ride, as you just enjoy your walk, thank you so much and have a blessed day. Keep on keeping on. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Yvette Unplugged. Happy hump day, y'all.